A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 6th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about simmering tensions in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 media wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Well, simply not found anything to speak on to join the wife of the late general. That's something which is plausible, that's something which is acceptable to the public. And so now they are going out to say anything that may speak to justify their cause.
Umjuru ulawa mano ukuthi enze into enjengale. Angaba lawa mano okubumba ibandla. Ngoba nanku phela wonke umuntu ulawa mano ukuthi angabumba ibandla. Even lemuya uyakwanisa ukuthi asebumba ibandla lemuya. Aliregister. But into enkulu ukuthi ibandla lelo liyasuka liye ngathi. Lizanelisa na ukuthi lidabule izalo phakathi.
Yilo zipolitiki bilo yeZANU-PF. Ayikho politiki bilo yeZANU-PF. Iclique yuka ukuthi they run away neZANU-PF. Zani yati uziwa kia hii jaiwa, hii siyo kwa kine maha, hine madizetari, kine wano wamakandu wano maskuza hapo, kine wamo wano wakato mpeta kulipereke kwa kumichato yao, ni matoji ya ichiru.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about rising political tensions in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
The ruling ZANU-PF Politburo last week expelled former vice president and stalwart Joyce Mujuru on allegations of plotting to topple President Robert Mugabe, claims Mujuru has rejected during the past few months. But the accusations took a new twist, with the Politburo alleging that Mrs. Mujuru's husband, the late General Solomon Mujuru, was also plotting to topple President Robert Mugabe.
There is now talk in the ruling ZANU-PF party that it might actually split into two, as many disgruntled members who are aligned to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru are pushing her to form a new political party.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tlauti tinge tichitarisa nezve mapisha pisha ari mu ZANU-PF. Mune kunetsana kukuru uye vanhu vakuto gununguna Gibbs kuti nyaya kunetsana kuri kuitika mu ZANU-PF yakupa kuti pashaye kana munhu mumwe chete anotarisa kuti upfumi wenyika wakamira sei zvakupa kuti vanhu vakawanda vanonge svosve nemuromo. Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke Blessing kuti apa tichiona ke vekhuluma kupela. Nxave kuluma benjalo umnoto uya usiwa. Siyakwazi kuti abantu abanengi abasebenzi amakampani savalwa into ezinjalo. So ke zviri kuti abasifuna kuzwa ngani kuti kambe litini ngakona kukwezakala kubandla leZANU-PF ukuti sokubunjwa sokuthiwa kulabanye abafuna kubumba ibandla elithiwa iZANU-PF people something. Singazi kuti kutwani konapo. So ke konoko nje
people first.
So nxa kutwa people first phela kuchuti abantu kuqala. Sizokutwa kunjalo. So nxa lifuna kuti lingena kuhlelo nasi nombolo. Lifone kanye salifona khona ngapho. Inombolo iti 1-202-619-2077. Netambola kuti libambile leyo nombolo. As time for it.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the simmering political tensions in ZANU-PF. And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Joseph Schumer, a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Good evening, Mr. Schumer.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, we are told that all is not well in your party. What is going on? There's some kind of tension and people are actually saying that, you know, the late General Solomon Mujuru was actually trying to topple President Mugabe with his wife. You know, at the end of the day, how true is this?
First and foremost, let's not talk about the late general. Mm. Like you're saying, he's late, and so we don't want to talk about it. Mm. And secondly, who says there's turmoil in ZANU-PF? Who says there's any problem? There's no problem in ZANU-PF at all. We are happy, we are moving on, we are gearing ourselves for 2018, and we're also gearing ourselves for the by-elections that are coming by in June. The spirits are high. Right now, as we speak, we are going around all provinces, restructuring our party, checking out on our memberships from the cells of villages to the branches, and later on to the districts, going on until to the provincial structures. We are actually on a high mood. We are going, we are not moving back. It's a train which is already in motion. Like I said sometime last year towards our Congress, I told you that the ZANU-PF wants a running stomach, and I think we've discredited everything. We've cleaned our stomach. We're now fit. We're healthy. We're moving. So do not be fooled. Do not be lied to. ZANU-PF is not in turmoil at all.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Chuma, just talking about the general, it's not like it's the media that is introducing this. It's your party's Politburo. It's in their report only last week. Are you saying it's wrong for your party to talk about those issues?
The party never said we're in turmoil.
No, we are talking about the allegations that the general wanted to topple the president.
Right. What I'm saying is that let's remove the general, he's late. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the current situation where we've got people that are alive, people that can answer for themselves and talk back to us, mm-hmm. right? And those people that have been responsible for all that are being dealt with, and they've been dealt with. Mm-hmm. And as such, as you probably may know or have heard, the Politburo said last week on Thursday, and it resolved to expel Mrs. Mujuru, that's Joyce Mujuru, and that's it. There's nothing sinister about it. It's a democratic process. It's a way of our party. If you wrong us, we definitely will not take it lying down. We are going to meet the consequences that they deserve your case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there are also some analysts who are alleging that these tensions would actually weaken the party.
I think it's allowed to dream. It's allowed to analyze. Mm-hmm. It's allowed to have your own opinion or mind, whichever way you want to put it. But you see, the good thing is you're saying it's some political analysts. It's not people that are driving the party. The party, like I said, is intact. We are not going to stop to screen unruly elements. Because you must remember that we're a mass party, and when you say it's a mass party, it means that we are going to have everything and everybody, bad, good, and you may name it. But as we go, if we see a bad element in you, and we see that this element is going to then spoil or give us headaches, then we definitely are going to trim you. Just like what Jesus said, he said, I've come to prune and remove all those bad weeds and elements and throw them into fire. ZANU-PF is just doing the same thing. If you are bad for us, we disassociate ourselves with you. If you are good for us, we go along together. That's comradeship, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Comradeship, eh? Mm-hmm. So now I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Clifford Mashiri, who is a political analyst and is an ex-ambassador for Zimbabwe.
A diplomat.
Let's put it that diplomat. Way, yes. So, Mr. Mashiri, good evening and welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening, sir.
Good evening. What is your take on what is going on in ZANU-PF?
No, ZANU-PF is showing a lot of paranoia. He's very paranoid, particularly in view of Mugabe's health, which has not been giving any confidence to mm-hmm. even the most loyal cadres. They are very concerned about what's happening to him, much more so now that they have caused the situation to get worse with the expulsion of Mrs. Mujuru. and various other leaders of the party. It shows that they are panicking, and we have said it before that they are panicking. It has not receded. It's actually getting worse. We say so because in the case of Mujuru, the allegations that her husband, Comrade Solomon Mujuru, allegedly had planned a coup as far back as 2004 is ridiculous, meaningless. We would want to even use the word nonsense because nobody would be convinced about that. It just shows that, you know, the bootlickers of Mugabe are just doing their best to dig even the most ridiculous claims and allegations in order to prove that Mujuru, that is the surviving wife, is no longer suitable to remain close to Mugabe because of the ascendance of his wife, that is the Grace.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mashiri. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, our topic, of course, is the ruling ZANU-PF party. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Joseph Chuma, a central committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, and also political analyst Clifford Mashiri in London. We have responses on WhatsApp, Gibbs. Let's read some of the responses from our listeners. Title says, I'm an original ZANU-PF supporter, and I will never support a person who wants to tear a peaceful and civilized country to shreds. Original ZANU-PF supporters can be seen by their acts, which resemble the Zimbabwe we cried for during the liberation struggle. Tino says, Mrs. Mugabe is not a war veteran, and having joined the politics a few months ago, she has managed to spread hatred among the real war veterans, and even Mr. Mugabe is listening to her most of the time. She is the one who hijacked ZANU-PF. And I would want to advise Joyce Mujuru and all the fired members to concentrate on expelling Mr. Mugabe and his wife from the party, as Mr. Mbuzi has advised the group to do. Tafazgwa says, we have adopted a wait-and-see approach to Zimbabwean politics. It's so full of uncertainties. Peter, anotie, mai Mujuru wakabata pfuti. Nguwa yehondo, avanga achikinya yeku sungwa ii, ko vamwe vakuru vane uori vacha sungwa na animu ZANU-PF. Da Vinci says, whether they expel one another or not, it does not help the ailing economy. All they can do to the people is to give their votes back by stepping down from high offices as they are no longer popular. I understand that ZANU-PF has survived using this trick for years. The trick has outlived its purpose. Count the number of people who wanted to kill Mr. Mugabe since 1977. People of Zimbabwe are more intelligent than that cheap politicking, ruining the ruining party. You can't divert attention from the real issue of the economy. Mark my words, the revolution is now eating its own children. That's Gondwalo Mashabai Twale.
Mashabai Twale.
That's
Gondwalo.
What does that mean?
Gondwalo Mashabai Twale is an, you know, it's an expression.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about this after the show.
Okay.
So we've got some messages here on Facebook. Blessing. One of them is from Lulu Mawela, who writes, "The new party to be called ZANU-PF People First." That is ZANU-PF in brackets, right?
Mm-hmm.
These politicians always throw mud at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got another message from Chamuno Ranyoni, who writes, Viva Mai Mugabe. Then I've got Morven Kanisa Ngwenya, who says, oh, what a story.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, let's see, another message from Nicholas Kajengo, who says, Dr. Mujuru is our choice. Then I've got Joseph, who also writes, we need new blood in the presidium. This generation of old people needs to retire. The whole country cannot be held at ransom by a few greedy individuals. I'm not a Mugabe or Mujuru sympathizer because they both contributed to the mess that we're in today. Therefore, they both need to step down. And what has happened to the VP is fair because now she wants the general populace to support her because she has been teased. When elections were rigged, they were claiming victory. And now that the tables have turned upside down, she is crying foul. She needs to move on. That is according to Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got a message from Nixon, who writes, let her form a new political party. We will support Mai Mchuru. Let's stop there and take a caller, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a caller in Botswana and lo umnumzana ke uwi baba wi mwachona njani?
Sali baba sala.
Uyangizwa baba wi?
Yenyalizwa baba khuluma
ni. Ye, uchona njani khona?
Hayi Sali.
Ye, so ungathini ngaloko kwenzeka lokho zana?
Hey, kwenzima namhla bengafuna ukukhuluma sibi. Kanti nje ngithe ngeke ngafuna ukukhuluma yini? Kuba ngalo uthuma lo. Sengithuma manje.
Ye, uthuma ye, ngubaba uthuma.
Hayi indlela engizokhuluma ngayo yenze ngafuna ukukhuluma. Akule lapho bavuma khona ukuthi hayi lapha no izinto azihambi kuhle. All the time bafuna ukuthi kuphela kwethu into zirayithi. Ngoba kunga ekubona sikile practical ukuthi la kutshekile uyafuna ukuthethe ku-right kuphela. But then ngiyibonayo-ke anyway Mai Mchuru ngake ngaphuma iphathi uyaphumelela. Uyakwanisa ukuthi awine siza ama-elections ngendlela engikhangele ngayo ngoba hhayi sizani pf hhayi ayisela mali.
Ukuthiwa ngani khona komnumzana?
Hayi kuyakhanya vele indlela abalwa ngayo bona vodwa ama-divisions ayenzakele kususela nje kususela kusiya ku-congress yabo kuzofika kathesi. Hayi malabo seceleni ubona abantu bedlala ibhola yabo ubona ukuthi laphana siyaxega laphana kuyaxega.
Hayi pho-ke ulani ngokutshela abantu bezimbabwe ngakhonokho kwenzakalayo?
Ntanto ezimbabwe yeyi sebelesikhathi bezama ukuthi bevekezele but yeyi kuzima ukuthi bangayenza njani. Nxa abakhangele nxa uMai Mchuru engafuma iphathi bamsapoti sike sitshintshele iphathi ekhona sibone ukuthi maybe singaze sithole iphathi engakhipha le iphathi yezanup f because since 1980 lokhu ihola futhi zinto zingahambi kuhle kodwa bengavumi ukuthi bona kulalapho abayenza khona ama-mistake. So nto abantu ma uMai Mchuru engafuma iphathi asimsapoteni sonke ikhiphe le iphathi le ngenxa singaphila kuhle ezimbabwe.
Ye manje nxa ukuthi bangabumbi badlala bokuthiwa iZANU PF ZANU People First ungalizwa njani limnandini ibizo leli?
Hayi no uMai Mchuru uyazidingelela thi zali cabangileyoyile yini usase ufuna ukulisebenzisa lona?
Ye kungani kunjalo kodwa singabile shuwa lakho
ya but yena ngabe uyazidingela ibizo elinye nje elingayanga kuZANU PF kule kukhanya ukuthi yena vele ufuna ukwenza into yakhe separately engalani leZANU PF.
Hawu boni-ke mnumzana kuyi siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi buyile namhlanje kuhlelo ungasikhohlwa phela.
Hayi kulungile.
Yeah, what Mr. Wei is saying is that all indicators are pointing to a Mchuru victory in case she forms a party.
Mm-hmm.
He says she can win any election.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, maybe he forgot something.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen if some elections are cooked somewhere?
Mm.
You know, I'm not saying they're cooked.
Yeah.
And then he says people should actually support Mrs. Mchuru at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's tired of ZANU-PF, the old guard and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mr. Chuma, back to you.
Yes.
Some people are saying, I think what you are reading here, they are saying that these factional fights actually a kind of a diversionary tactic instead of the government dealing with the economic problems. People are wasting a lot of time fighting each other.
Well, I must tell you one thing for certain.
Mm-hmm.
We are not fighting each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What we did is we resolved all our issues, mm-hmm. right? Congress came and a cleanup was done.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no fighting among ourselves. If factionalism was there in ZANU-PF, it was definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear now that the Mtasas and the Wanama Mjuru, their faction that they were sort of driving,
mm-hmm.
but all that has been what? It has been exterminated.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are now moving forward as a party. We are not fighting, but we're saying, okay, those people that were responsible for the factional mm-hmm. fight or the factionalism in the party, we are getting rid of them because that's not our standard. That's not our principle. Mm-hmm. It's not our ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not want to condone that. We don't want to keep such elements within mm-hmm. our file and rank.
Mm-hmm.
So we have done our killing process. We are moving on forward. And if ever there's anybody who wants to sort of show that kind of tendency or factionalism, we are going to deal with them accordingly because we don't want factionalism in ZANU-PF. This is a revolutionary party that is embracing young people like me now who are coming in, one day when the time is right and when the moment is okay, we are definitely going to take over this party. Mm-hmm. That is why the president has always said that youths come up, be seen, be counted. Mm-hmm. He has appealed to them. He was addressing some fora, I think it was in Tanzania or somewhere, where he still reiterated this point that youths be seen, be heard, be counted, be known, because at the end of the day, we are leaving this pattern to you. You are going to be the leaders tomorrow, and we are ready for that. We are ready for that challenge. We are here to do that. And believe me, you. We are not apologetic about this thing, and we are not saying that we are correct. We are human. We are flesh. So it means, yes, we do some things wrongly. And the president himself has alluded to that point. Even at Congress, he said it. He said, no, we've done some things wrongly, whether it was due to inexperience or mistiming or simple rogue behavior from some of our elements. Like I said to you earlier on, I said we're a mass party, which means that we encompass or we embrace everybody, good or bad. And the president has been online. He even said it the other time when we had Congress to say, please come up with evidence of all those people that have done wrong, people that have done corruption, so that the law takes its course. We are going to prosecute them for sure. We are not going to spare anybody. But you see, law, unfortunately, you know, in law terms, they say law is an ass, right? Mm-hmm. And what it simply means is that without proper evidence, somebody can actually get away with murder, and that's law for you. So we need concrete evidence so that we prosecute these people. We don't want them. It's not mm-hmm. a ZANU-PF policy to allow corruption. Mm-hmm. It's not ZANU-PF's intention, to have the economy dying. We know the economy is bleeding. We know it's dying, but we have said it time and again. People don't want to believe it, but believe it or not, this economy was not killed by ZANU-PF. There is no party that is ruling that would want to kill its own economy that it is running, actually. But the problem is that, like I said, we never were in charge of the economy of this country. We were in charge of the political offices. That is why Ian Smith once said, if we had known that these people wanted the political power, we wouldn't have gone to war with them. We're going to give them the titles of president, prime minister, ministers, whatever, and we're still just going to remain holding the economy. So that is our mistake that we did. But we've realized now, that's the coming in of things like Zuma Asset. And Zuma Asset, like I said before, is a matter of you and me together working to resuscitate this economy. And I've once used this example to say, you know, in our African culture, we've got fields. When we go to work on the fields, we all go together collectively as the whole family. Wanambuya, the grandmothers who are now energyless, will be cooking the tea and the sadza for us, while us, the young men with power, will be driving those ox-drawn plows and plowing the field and stuff. But everybody's involved. Even the young ones are involved. Either they'll be following behind us, the Sanyela, you know, planting those seeds and stuff like that. But it's a collective effort. Nobody is excluded from that. And so is this massive thing. It now needs for everybody to get out of the political boxes, get out of the political mindset, remove your MDC mentality, remove your ZANU-PF mentality, and say, Zimbabwe first. I am Zimbabwean, and it is my country. It is my economy. The suffering is endured by a ZANU-PF cadre. It's endured by an MDC cadre. It's endured by a ZAPU cadre. So, therefore, let's all come collectively and work towards addressing and redressing what has gone wrong. And what has gone wrong is that we're never in charge of this economy. So let's put it together. So now, what I can say in simple terms is that our focus right now is totally lost. We're not supposed to be focusing on Adama Mjuru and stuff like that. Let her come first and say that I'm forming a political party, then we can start talking about it. Because right now, she's been quiet. She has not commented. But already we were speculating for her. We were analyzing for her. We were doing all sorts of things. We should be talking about the economy. This thing about factionalism and the infighting in ZANU-PF, I told you it's a thing of the past. Now it's gone. Anyone who wants to raise their head and do factionalism here is going to face, or she's going to face the full wrath of our laws, our constitution, because we've got one which is Mr. very Chuma, sound.
Let me bring in Mr. Mashiri to quickly respond. Mr. Mashiri, Mr. Chuma is saying that there's been a surgical operation in ZANU-PF to remove all the desired or to remove all the undesirable elements, and they are continuing with a laser-like focus on the economy and Zim Asset is the answer.
Yeah, right.
Starting with the, what is happening in ZANU-PF, whilst we may not all be members of ZANU-PF, as Zimbabweans, we are very much interested in what is happening there, because it would be irresponsible just to think otherwise and to ignore. We should also acknowledge that what is happening in ZANU-PF is showing the lack of democracy, lack of transparency, and the use of, you know, kangaroo courts for purposes of resolving personal disputes, and also even the president saying that nobody can take ZANU-PF to court. All those issues have implications for the rule of law in the country and also for investment in the economy. No investor will be willing to go and invest in Zimbabwe when they can see that, you know, the country, or rather the so-called ruling party, is, you know, tearing itself apiece, or it's tearing itself apart, and it's disorganized, it lacks rules, it does not follow its own constitution. So can it be trusted to observe the national constitution? It also lacks transparency in the selection of leaders. Those who were elected, it boots them out without even allowing them to stand a trial. Like, you know, Mujuru was not allowed to appear before a disciplinary committee. So all that reflects on how the ZANU-PF will be ruling the country, or has been ruling the country. The claim that ZANU-PF has never been in control of the economy or of the country for 35 years, sure, I think, you know, you need to be maybe 5 years or 2 years old to be told such a lie. You know, ZANU-PF should know very well how it damaged the economy, destroyed, we should say, through the so-called indigenization. Right now, the so-called indigenous people who were given power over companies and various other things, their own businesses have collapsed. All they are claiming now is positions in ZANU-PF so that they can hold on to whatever they looted. You know, their businesses have collapsed. The banks, companies, we have been reading about them, you know, over and over. So in short, we are saying what's happening in ZANU-PF cannot be ignored, because it's a reflection on the country. It damages the future of the country. So we would prefer that some order should take place or prevail in ZANU-PF. And they should also own up on their mess of the economy. It's them who damaged the economy. They stole elections thinking that they could also rig the economy, and it has proved them otherwise.
Thank you so much.
Can I just come in there before you go on? I thought when you started, you said Mr. Mashiri was an ambassador before.
Diplomat.
Just a diplomat. A diplomat. Okay, but yeah. Mr. Mashiri, if you do not know such things that ZANU-PF or even the our black government never controlled the economy, then I'm very worried. I'm totally worried, actually, how you actually ascended to that diplomacy. Because it's a known fact. Even Ian Smith said it publicly. It's a public thing that you can actually Google or research on and find it out. We have never owned the economy. It has always been owned by the white men. And that's the truth. We cannot run away from it. And that is why even when Tsvangirai first started, he said, I am going to call my friends to lock down this economy. And he actually did that. And that is why he even went again to say, let me go and try and ask them to reopen again. And then they did not listen to him anymore anyway. But he tried to go. Why was Tsvangirai going around trying to say, guys, no. Let's unscrew this thing that we have screwed. It is because he knew that the powers be were the white people that were controlling the economy. And if you do not know that, then I don't know what you are.
Okay, gentlemen, hold your fire. We'll come back. We'll just take a short break. And Vateriri Vedu Mkoma Abeo, Rambe Muri Parunare, Namkoma Justin. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We are also on YouTube, by the way. So please, Mr. Mashiri and Mr. Chuma, stay on the line. Gibbs.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying stay tuned.